to the Nathans and Roncast. I'm your host, Michael G. Ronstadt. Today, I want to share two songs that made an impact on me as a kid. The first one is one that my dad would sing to us. It's a song by Fred Penner called Sandwiches, and he would sing it to our classes when my brother and I were little. The second one is simply Yellow Submarine by the Beatles. I like the song. It's funny, makes me smile, takes me on a journey. So we're going to dive into both those songs today. Before we do that, I want to tell you about a few performances that Aaron Nathans and I have coming up. I want to thank Chicago for coming out when we did our show last weekend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We had 85 people come out. Please come out next time we're in the area. Our next show is going to be in Columbus, Ohio, at the UU of Columbus, 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, March 29th. We're also doing a house concert in Cincinnati, Ohio, on the 30th of March, and that'll be a 2 p.m. concert. Serenity Fisher will be joining us, so we basically have two duos with three people. If you're on the East Coast, you can also join us on Sunday, April 27th at Temple Emmanuel in Wakefield, Massachusetts. More information at www.nathansandronstadt.com. Let's jump into a song first. So, we have The Beatles. The Beatles wrote a silly song called Yellow Submarine, and it was released in 1966. Now, I can't play the audio for you on this because we just don't want to pay the royalties for that, but I want to read some of the lyrics. As a younger person, I wanted to memorize a song. I'm like, well, I should learn this. And it was in C, easy on the guitar, everything. So like a lot of young people, the Beatles is where you go first to try to build your foundations. What I love about this song and what my young kid self liked about it was that it took you on this crazy, fantastical journey that you didn't expect in a yellow submarine, in a blue sea. So you had all these different colors, you had a story, you had a band. You know, it starts out in a town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he was telling about his life. Somehow, they sailed into the sun with him, or the story took them on that journey and found a sea of green where they lived beneath the waves in their yellow submarine. And then it happens to be that all their friends are on board. So that's crazy. And there's a whole band, and they begin to play, and you get to hear that in the song. That's what I love about music. It can take you on a journey, and you can feel like you're there with them. They live a life of ease. Everyone has everything they need. There's a sky of blue, sea of green, and a yellow submarine. So we have different colors that are kind of almost opposite on the color spectrum. And the idea of a yellow submarine to me is just kind of ridiculous because it's not very incognito. It's a submarine that's meant for people to see, meant for people to enjoy. So this is not war. It's kind of an escape. So that's what I love about the song. It was one of the first songs, like I said, that I memorized and I played on guitar. And I just wanted to share that I like it. And even though it's silly, I hope you like it too and it makes you smile. Another song that you may not know so well, but I hope you have heard it. And if you haven't, I hope I make your day by sharing it with you. This song is called Sandwiches. It's written by Fred Penner, and it was put on an album in 1980 because it's about a guy who loves sandwiches so much he goes around the world. And as a kid, we like that. And we want to see this guy eat them all the time. And what kind of crazy adventures does he get into? It is wild and it's ridiculous. And it's my belief that if you write a song about something very typical and take it on a wild journey, I think you have a winner there. Please check out Fred Penner's music at his official website, fredpenner.com. And we're going to play Mr. Ronstadt's Sandwiches from his second kids album, Younger Generation. Enjoy.
Well, sandwiches are beautiful, sandwiches are fun. I like sandwiches, I eat them all the time. I eat them for my supper and I eat them for my lunch. If I had 100 sandwiches, I'd eat them all at once. But I'm a roaming and a rambling and wandering all along. And if you care to listen, I will sing a happy song. I will not ask a favor and I will not ask a fee. But if you have a sandwich, won't you give a bite to me? Well, now sandwiches are beautiful, sandwiches are fun. I like sandwiches, I eat them all the time. I eat them for my supper and I eat them for my lunch. If I had 100 sandwiches, I'd eat them all at once. Now, once I went to England, I visited the Queen. I swear she was the grandest lady that I've ever seen. I told her she was beautiful and could not ask for more. She handed me a sandwich and she threw me out the door. Well, now, sandwiches are beautiful, sandwiches are fun. I like sandwiches, I eat them all the time. I eat them for my supper and I eat them for my lunch. If I had 100 sandwiches, I'd eat them all at once. Well, a sandwich may be egg or cheese or even peanut butter. They all taste so good to me, it doesn't even matter. Jam or ham or cucumber, any kind will do. I like sandwiches, how about you? Well, sandwiches are beautiful, sandwiches are fun. I like sandwiches, I eat them all the time. I eat them for my supper and I eat them for my lunch. If I had 100 sandwiches, I'd eat them all at once. Well, I eat them for my supper and I eat them for my lunch. If I had 100 sandwiches, I'd eat them all at once.